Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And this morning we've been talking with Lisa Massman, who is the owner of Massman Stables out in Mason. And Lisa, before the break, I talked about the different kinds of horses that are out there. I've noticed that you tend to favor Arabian horses. And for a lot of our listeners who may be new to it, maybe they don't understand the variety. So can you kind of explain what makes Arabian horses such a unique group, as well as just some of the other different kinds of horse groups?
Sure, absolutely. Arabian horses are a very unique breed. That's the oldest breed. They're beautiful horses. They are bred throughout the world. And they're wonderful horses, but they're a little bit on the high-strung side. They're a high-energy horse. They can be a challenge for a lot of people. So there's a lot of mixed feelings about Arabian horses. I like the Arabian's intelligence and the way that the Arabian horse will make you think. They do not tolerate you bullying them. They do not tolerate you forcing them. You have to work with them. So I love Arabian horses. They're fun. They're beautiful. They're high energy. And they make people become good horsemen quickly. We also do a lot with quarter horses and paints, which they would be the equivalent of maybe like in the dog world, like Labradors. They're easygoing, they're quiet, they're very cooperative, where the Arabians would be more like a Jack Russell Terrier. They're a challenge.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of different breeds. We actually have a little bit of everything because I just love horses, all different breeds. Some saddlebred horses, which are very fancy. They would be kind of like the Afghan Hound or the Yorkshire Terrier. They're very fancy movers. They're very high energy, used mostly for show. We've done some halflingers, which are smaller draft horses, which are great, some hunter jumper horses. So there's a breed out there for everyone.
And it depends on the function that they're looking to use it for, because you just mentioned, some would be good for steeplechase, others might be more work horses. If someone were just looking for a nice horse to own, to be able to go for a nice Sunday ride, that type of a horse, what kind of horse would you recommend?
The American Quarter Horse is the most popular breed in the United States, and for good reason. They tend to be very docile. They tend to be very versatile. They come in all different sizes. They tend to be very tolerant horses. They learn quickly, and that would be our most popular breed. And then offshoots of that would be the American Paint Horse, which is quarter horse bloodlines, but it has all those nifty little spot patterns to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Appaloosas are another stock. We have stock breeds and fine breeds. The stock breeds are the heavier bodied, more Western type horses. The fine breeds, which would be the saddlebreds, the Morgans, the Arabians, they're a little bit more refined and a little bit higher energy. And then we have the draft breeds, and it's very popular to cross some of the draft breeds with some of the other horses and get all kinds of great combinations.
So I got a quick question. As individuals want to get into this, at what level can they play? You've got a beautiful facility out there. How would one, if they came out, do they need to own a horse? How do they get involved?
There's involvement for anybody at any level, at any price range. So the easiest entry level would be through, we offer community ed programs through several of the local schools,
mm-hmm.
and those are very inexpensive. They're meant to get people started or people that are in limited budgets.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually a 3-week program. And they're very low cost, and that's a great intro. For the children, we do the YMCA camps through Oak Park Y, and there are scholarships available for those children. So if finances are an issue, there's ways around that. And I was one of those kids, so I totally understand that.
Yeah.
If you don't own a horse and that's not in your budget, you can set up like weekly group lessons, which are pretty inexpensive.
And you have that right out there?
Absolutely. We do group and private lessons and the community eds and the Oak Park camps, as well as some private camps for children as well. So basically, you can do it whatever works for your budget and make it work. For a lot of folks, they actually own a horse and they take weekly lessons and they go to shows. And that's quite costly, but, you know, there's a lot of benefits that you get from that.
Right. And they could come out and get started there, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, what are the type of people that come out, they own horses, and they are regular participants out there at your facility?
The largest group of people that we have are folks 35 and over.
Okay.
With the biggest group probably in their 40s and 50s.
Men or women?
Mostly women, but we have a good number of men, probably about 75% women, 25% men. That use this as their recreation, and also a lot of them use it as a fitness venue as well.
Explain that.
Actually, there's a lot of physical work. There's places in New York that actually use warehouses and use the horses, just simply grooming the horses, saddling the horses, and it's a workout. It really is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you walk out, you get your horse, you're grooming, you're moving your arms in circles for 10 minutes, you're lifting the 50-pound saddle, and you're getting on and off the horse, and you're moving.
I'm thinking of the Karate Kid.
That's right where I was going, Rick. That's right where I was going.
So it's a good workout, you know, and it's a whole lot more fun to go out and work with your horse for an hour and a half, than to be on the treadmill at the gym.
Sure.
And mentally, it's very relaxing, you know. It's like, why do people like golf? I think they like golf. I'm not really a golfer, but I think that they enjoy. I even like looking at the golf course. And I think, you know,
an escape.
And it's just it's wonderful to play in the horse's world. He's relaxed and it's natural and it's beautiful and it's whenever people have a bad day, that's I got to go to the barn because it's immediate just relaxation and release from all the day's
worries. And that changes their day. Yeah, you see the change there, but that changes their whole day back at work. That changes their whole day back with the family, right?
Right. It changes your whole perspective. Horses live in the moment, and they teach us to sometimes live in the moment, which a lot of us have a hard time doing. We're always looking outside of that beautiful moment, and they teach us to live in the moment.
Sounds very yogic.
It is, actually. We have one student who is a yoga teacher, and she does a great deal with incorporating yoga into her riding. We just went to a horse show, and she did very well again. And that's Sonia Murdoch. She's got a big Friesian at our barn, and he's a wonderful horse. And she's done great things with the yoga and the horses and just really connecting up the energy. It's great.
It's just amazing the things that Lisa can teach us about the mind and the ability to get along with these animals. Lisa, if any of our listeners are interested in either talking with you, coming to see you, or learning more about the different services you have available, where can they go to get some information?
They can go right to our website or our Facebook page. For Massman Stables or Lisa Massman. We're located in Mason, Michigan, 714 Hogsbeck Road. Or they can call us at 517-676-8555. And we love to talk about horses, so we'd love to help you out in any way we can.
Well, it's been a fascinating conversation, and I feel like we've really only scratched the surface. And if we really want to dig into this, then we're going to need to have you come back on the show and get more into it. But I do want to thank you for the time that you've given us this morning. We've been talking with Lisa Massman, the owner of Massman Stables. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation about horses, and we're going to talk with Bonnie DePew about therapeutic riding, a topic that we've sort of talked about, but it's really incredible what horses are doing to help people in terms of therapy. So that's where we're going to go right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning.